As the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." Jesus said in reply, "I tell you, if they keep silent, the stones will cry out." During our Lord's 3-year public ministry, he imposed a holy silence on those people who wanted to proclaim him as King and Messiah. But today, on Palm Sunday, as Jesus goes up to Jerusalem, the perfect time has arrived for his dignity as King and Messiah to be publicly proclaimed by the people. And the Pharisees know exactly what's happening. They know that as Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, just as King Solomon, the son of David, rode into Jerusalem for his coronation as king on King David's donkey, and as the people cry out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," the Pharisees know exactly what's happening. Jesus is being proclaimed as King and Messiah. This great messianic demonstration infuriates the Pharisees. So they complain to Jesus, "Do you hear what the crowd is saying about you? Do you see how they greet you as King and Messiah, and you accept this homage without any protest? Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying such blasphemous things." Only St. Luke tells us this little detail in verses 39 and 40 of the 19th chapter of his gospel. Only St. Luke tells us that the Pharisees were bold enough to demand that Jesus rebuke his disciples. And only St. Luke records our Lord's answer. "I tell you, if they keep silent, the stones will cry out." The truth that Jesus is the Messiah cannot be suppressed anymore. Now it must be boldly proclaimed. If the disciples do not bear witness to Jesus, nothing can stop all of creation from bearing witness that Jesus is God. God will miraculously testify to his divinity even by means of stones. And indeed it happened. St. Ambrose says that at our Lord's death, when his apostles were silent, crushed by their fear and grief, the quaking of the earth and the crushing of rocks bore witness to their Lord and Creator. Indeed, immediately after Jesus dies on the cross, only St. Matthew records in verse 51 of chapter 27 of his gospel that the earth shook and rocks were split. So when the apostles were silent, cowardly hiding in the upper room, the rocks and stones of the earth split and shook, proclaiming the divinity of Jesus Christ. For I tell you, if they keep silent, the stones will cry out. I've been thinking about the times that people have told me to be silent. Don't praise God. Don't say the holy name of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Don't you dare preach the truth about marriage and the dignity of the child in the womb. Don't you pray in a restaurant and make the sign of the cross. Don't wear your priestly collar. Shh, keep silent. Even the government says, "Bishops, rebuke your priests and tell them to stop speaking about Jesus and encouraging their people to live their faith outside of church buildings." They want us only to talk about these things in church, but not at work, not at school, not in the public square, in private maybe, but not in the streets of Jerusalem. Amen, I say to you, if I keep silent, then the stones will cry out. As we enter in to this most holy week, I pray that we will not be silent about professing our faith in Christ Jesus. I pray that we will not be afraid of rejoicing and praising God aloud for all the mighty works he has done for us, especially his opus magnum, his greatest work, his glorious death and resurrection. I pray that we will not be silent this week about proclaiming our Lord's divine mercy. At the Last Supper, Jesus will tell his apostles, "You must bear witness as well." He'll say to them, "You also must testify to me." How can we be silent about the Lord's love and mercy that we will experience this very holy week? Amen, I say to you. If we keep silent, then the very stones will cry out.